Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe soft water for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us on this Friday afternoon as we find out stuff to do in the metro with City View and Jeff Pitts. He is our lifestyle reporter.
Yes, sir.
Is that okay?
Lifestyle reporter. I like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. All right. Every week you come in and we give you a new title. Waiting for one of these to stick.
Resume builders.
That's right. That's right. So you can, you can go back to Mr. Goodman over at City View and say, "Hey, Shane, look at all these things that I am."
That's right.
Pay me more money.
You haven't called me Dreamboat yet, though.
Well, it is Iowa, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's a lot going on this weekend. Never rat on your friends, Michael.
No.
And always keep your mouth shut.
Ooh, a gangster movie?
Unless, of course, you're at the Italian-American Heritage Festival.
That's it. That's it. So bada boom, bada bing.
It goes through the weekend. Central Iowans have always wanted to eat Italian goodness. So open up. Every summer, it's time to open up and dig in this annual celebration of Italian authentic food, live music, contests, bocce ball, and more.
Hey, Tony. I got your canola right here, okay?
Keep the cannoli. Or wait.
Canola.
Keep the gun? Keep the cannoli?
Drop the gun. Keep the cannoli,
Something like that.
Cool. The Italian-American Heritage Festival, yes. Mm-hmm. They blocked off the street, as you could tell, here just down the street from the studio. So.
That's right. For those that don't know, it's at the Western Gateway Park in between 12th and 13th Street.
Right.
On Locust and Grand. Okay.
All the Southsiders will be in town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
All the Italian lovers. All right, this one's a little more serious. In 1900, at a time when Jim Crow segregation and the KKK kept blacks and whites separated, residents in Buxton, Iowa.
Buxton, Iowa. I know Buxton, Iowa.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, this might be of interest. It was a thriving coal town established by Consolidation Coal Company. The groups lived together, worked, and went to school side by side. Miners, teachers, business owners, doctors and lawyers, and more. And the minority made up half of the population for the first 10 years and remained the largest ethnic group until 1914. But by 1922, Buxton was a ghost town, it says.
Right.
So anyway, this author is coming to the Forest Avenue Library to talk about her book.
Wonderful.
She's photographs and rare audio clips from interviews with former Buxton residents.
Now, okay, so this is what day?
This is Saturday.
This is, tomorrow.
Yep.
So Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, really, this story about Buxton, Iowa is amazing. The majority population was African American, and individuals in Iowa, individuals, and this is what, 1880?
We're talking early 1900s. Yeah.
And there was lots of marriage between whites and African Americans and or Europeans and African Americans and it's quite the story. And then of course,
and then everything
Cole played out,
right?
See you
around.
Wow, I was, as a matter of fact, it's so interesting you should bring this up. Just this past weekend, I was reading about Buxton, Iowa.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you reading this book?
No, I was not reading this book. I was reading another book that is fascinating as well. But it had a section on Buxton from the historical and personal experience level. Very
nice.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, so I got to go to the Franklin Library on Saturday.
Right. From 2 to 3:30 Saturday
Sounds
afternoon.
Good.
Okay. I know I plugged this one last week, but what the heck. When City View's own is involved, we go all out.
Another?
Guys and Dolls at the Irvindale Community Theater. That plays Friday and Saturday through the 30th.
Yeah, right.
So, yep. So don't miss your opportunity to roll the dice on this Broadway classic.
There it is, Guys and Dolls.
Irvindale Community.
And I think that there's a staffer from City
that's
View
right.
that's in this.
Allison Martins, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And as I said last week, right smack dab in one of the numbers that she's singing, she goes, City View. I thought it was very, very nice.
She should, if she doesn't.
Why not?
Okay. Now, how about this one? All week through next week, the National Balloon Classic.
Indianola?
Yep. Central Iowans enjoy 9 days of colorful balloons of varying shapes and sizes floating on the face of the clear blue sky. The event also offers parades, food, kids' activities, balloon shows, races, and fireworks. It launches in Indianola tonight, Friday.
Yeah. And but it goes all week long.
All week long through August 5th, yeah. Nearly 100 hot air balloons paint the Iowa sky with brilliant colors and playful special shapes.
Yeah. Hot air balloon. I wonder how many politicians it takes to blow up a hot air balloon.
Yeah. It's a good riddle.
One?
That's probably about right. Probably about right. Okay. Now, I want to be absolutely clear, because my mother is probably listening.
Ooh.
I will not be at this next event.
No?
Nevertheless, with or without me, it's going on Saturday. Today, the Morning Moose 2017 Underwear Run. It starts at El Bait Shop in the Court Avenue District. From 10 a.m. to 11, they'll be running. This is a one time a year where you're expected to get down to your underwear in public. It's the return of the Morning Moose Underwear Run, presented by Max Muscle. And Laser 103 will be there. Anyway, right. Running through the streets of Des Moines for charity.
In your underwear.
In your underwear. How about that? You going to be there?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Although I know some people that probably will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, men and women get to run in their underwear? So it's a equal opportunity running?
As far as I know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this might be worth going to.
It's co-ed, yeah.
I mean, right, you know, cheering people on?
That's right. And it's for the Children's Cancer Connection. That's the main reason I bring it up. And it should be a fun time. And they will be closed. It'll just be not a lot of clothes. Okay. Tuesday, next week, first annual National Night Out.
Again, already, my gosh.
With a police community partnership event in Polk City, an evening of family fun on behalf of the Polk City Police Lieutenant Jeremy Siepker. So it's just an opportunity to celebrate the local police.
Now, I think, isn't this something that goes on all over the place at most police departments?
I think that's right.
I think so, yeah.
So it's just a chance to, you know, celebrate the local police and pat them on the back, and especially with all the things that have been going on.
Right.
Yep. Kind of bolster morale a little bit. Also next week on Tuesday, River Bend Sport and Social Bags at the Des Moines Social Club.
There you go.
You play bags?
No.
No.
I have played bags.
Uh-huh.
I don't play bags on a regular. I go if there's bags going on, mm-hmm. I'll play a little bags. But I don't make that a, you know,
right.
It's not a.
Yeah. You lose at bags.
Yeah. It's kind of like horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. And hand grenades.
Yeah. And hand grenades. I don't know. I wish I had time for this stuff.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I missed my calling. I could have been a good bags player.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A bagger?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this is at the Social Club. It recurs weekly on Tuesday evenings through August 15th. Starts at 6 o'clock.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And how about this? There's no place like home.
Oh, Dorothy? Toto?
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah, there you go.
Thursday, August 3rd. Free flicks at Summer on the Hill by the Des Moines Art Center. So the Wizard of Oz, made in 1939, will be there. They'll be playing it. The film begins at dusk. This is something they do every week, but this week it's the Wizard of Oz. And I'm thinking about going. I haven't seen The Wizard of Oz in a long time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we watch it at least once a year.
Yeah?
And my wife loves The Wizard of Oz. And,
who's your favorite?
My favorite is the Tin Man.
Tin Man.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like...
Or Gilda? Is it
the
Good Witch?
Yeah.
She's pretty hot.
That's not intense.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Dorothy, not so much, but yeah, Gilda is kind of interesting.
So this is
hello. Oh well, Dorothy.
You have talent.
Why do you think I do this show? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is why, man. Just to showcase
seconds of that talent.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
How good are you at juggling?
Not.
Juggling and the unicycle?
And
that doesn't transfer to the radio.
No, it doesn't.
Not very well.
You got to see it or hear it. Somewhere. Although, if I did that, you would hear me fall and then the screech of pain. Now, that would be good. All right.
Now, that's it.
That's it.
Yep.
All kinds of stuff. We're doing everything from going to see the Wizard of Oz to bags.
Bags, yeah.
All right.
Italian. Hot air balloon, up, down, near,
cannoli,
far.
We got everything. That's all right, snow. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, from City View. He knows what to do because, well, he works at City View. All right, we got to get out of here. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, thanks for being with us all week long. We will be back, God willing, at 5 o'clock on Monday. For all of us, including Jeff Pitts, our producer, of course, is Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted for, exclusively for, I should say, Insight on Business, the News Hour. Thank you so very much, James Goodman. All right, we've got to get out of here. Have a great weekend. Again, we'll be back, God willing, at 5 o'clock on Monday afternoon with more of the national, regional business news, the markets, and long-form business interviews. Till then, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.